Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and special guest Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle, how's it going, Yeomans, man?
It's great, guys. How are you?
Did you hear how spot on my recreation of that drop was?
I actually thought for a split second it was the drop. So, yeah, right. I thought it was just great timing, and you guys are firing on all cylinders. It's good to hear your voice again, Kev. I missed you on the last couple of weeks.
Thank you very much. I am here now that the games matter, although I guess technically they don't totally matter just yet. But so Cliff Kingsbury said something, I believe it was earlier today, if not last night. And he was asked about Terry McLaurin a few times, talking about on-field work, and he said it needs to happen soon. I think we're kind of at the point where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there, see them gel with our offense. So I'm curious your thoughts about that, but the same fundamental question when it comes to Micah and the Cowboys, and I understand all of the logic about why he would not play in the season opener, but what I've continued to say is it is hard for my mind to process him signing, whether it's even Monday or Tuesday, and not playing against the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think if it's going to happen, it's got to happen within the next couple of weeks in order to avoid any sort of ramp up period or something like that. Now, I've had this conversation previously with a couple guys that have played in the league, like Isaiah Stanback, who will be on the call tomorrow. And I said, is it different from an edge rusher to ramp up and to be ready for gameplay as opposed to a wide receiver? Because we saw this with CeeDee Lamb last year when he missed all of camp. And it took him a little bit to maybe get his feet underneath him. And then, of course, Dak Prescott wasn't healthy the entire year, and it didn't turn into the record-breaking year that he had back in 2023. With Terry McLaurin, maybe that's what Cliff Kingsbury's thinking, is we need a couple weeks to get the timing right with Jaden Daniels. Maybe we need to get his conditioning up enough to where he can go through an entire game and make an impact late like McLaurin has throughout his career. When it comes to Micah, at least he's been in the walkthroughs. At least he's been in the team meetings. When it comes to the scheme and the X's and O's from Matt Eberflus, he's got all that down. It's just really a plain and simple question of, does he have enough conditioning left to get ready for that week one match? And I think now as we sit here on August 15th, and there's still 3 weeks, or just under 3 weeks, until the opener on September 4th, I think there's time to get him there. It's just a question of whether or not the signing is going to happen quick enough for him to get there and play against the Eagles, because I still see him playing. I really do. He's in a tough spot where he doesn't want to be fined. He doesn't want to lose money, and he's under contract not only this year but with those two franchise tags looming, the Cowboys have complete control. So I still think he'll play, but it just depends on how well he's going to play, depending on where he comes up and is able to get back in practice.
Kyle, the we watched Joe Milton in the first game, and I think selfishly Kevin and I are probably pulling for him a lot because we had a great interview with him. He's a good dude. We really enjoyed our time, and so we see we really hope a lot for him. But, you know, I think Sean this morning was saying slow down and check down. Like, those were the two things that he wants to see from him this week. What are the things that you've heard Joe say that he wants to see from himself that he thinks he needs to improve on?
Yeah, well, I asked him after practice last week, what are some of the things you're working on? And he said he wants to tie his timing with his footwork. And I thought that was really interesting because you hear about footwork and you hear about timing separately a lot. And with Joe Milton, it seems like it's separated a lot, which is not necessarily a great thing.
Right.
He wants to tie those two things together. He wants to be able to push himself to stay in the pocket, but to have the timing correct and the footwork correct to where he's able to put the right touch on a pass or the right velocity on the pass. Because we saw it in that first preseason game where he was a little out of sorts and he was in front of things and he was trying too hard to throw the ball hard. and I mean, the one instance that I had was Jalen Brooks on the sideline. It was just an out route as Milton kind of rolled out. And he's only like 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's not very far from Milton. And Milton kind of double clutches and then throws a laser right at Brooks. It put him in a tough spot. Brooks ended up taking a hit. He didn't end up he tried to come back in a couple plays later, then checked himself out, walked back to the sideline. And, of course, he was out of practice this week in Oxnard. So it's not only about the timing and about the delivery. It's putting your receivers in a position to be successful or to at least not get hurt. And that was one thing that, of course, Milton's not trying to get Jalen Brooks ran over by a safety, but he did put him in a tough situation there just because the timing and maybe the accuracy wasn't necessarily on point. And he feels like if he can tie the footwork to his timing, that could maybe help things accelerate his progress in the preseason.
Now, Kyle, I'm going to need to ask Corey for permission on this question first.
Oh, gosh.
This is a question that could be deemed by some as a hater question.
Okay.
But I think it's
fair. Is this football related?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's football related.
All right.
Because I have a non-football related question.
This is a football question, and I'm not trying to troll. I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
For people who are excited about George Pickens, I get it. For the discussions that we have two number one wide receivers for CeeDee Lamb and somebody who's never even been named to a Pro Bowl, do you feel like that's putting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit?
Maybe. Maybe so. But I would argue George Pickens has been as electrifying of a receiver to not make the Pro Bowl in his 3 years. Because you look at, I mean, look at the numbers. I'm gonna tell you his numbers. From
the second year, I know, was really top-notch, right?
I mean, his 23 year, he had 63 receptions for 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. The fact that he didn't make a Pro Bowl that year was pretty wild, in my opinion. The fact that he was not named to at least maybe even like a second-team All-Pro sort of scenario. And then last year, I mean, he still finished with 900 yards, even with all the surrounding conversation with him and his fallout with Pittsburgh. He had 900 yards in 14 games. So I get the excitement of a 1A, 1B scenario, but it's pretty clear. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is he's an elite wide receiver.
Agreed.
He is by far the better wide receiver in the room. So if that's the case, then it's a wide receiver one and a wide receiver two. And I get the conversation that you're trying to push him as a wide receiver one, but it's okay, and there's nothing wrong with having a really good wide receiver two, and that's exactly what I think Dallas has at the moment. We'll see what the production ends up being in the middle of the year, but I like what we've seen so far in practice. I like what we've seen off the field as well from Pickens. It's a chance for him to really shine in Dallas, and we'll see if he can take over that title at some point.
See, in that description you gave, that's 100% how I feel. And I think it's okay to say you have a top-notch number one and a top-notch number two wide receiver.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's okay to say that. There's no problem with having a 1 and a 2. That's just how it should work. Not everybody has a 1A, 1B. Even if you look at some of the teams that claim to have a 1A, 1B, let's say Philadelphia, right? Who's their 1 and who's their 1B? Somebody's still a 1 and a 2 there, with A.J. Brown being the 1 and Devontae Smith being the 2. Same thing in Miami with Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Depending on who you ask, I think they'll have a different answer one way or the other. But there's nothing
Cincinnati.
Wrong with that overall.
Cincinnati's a good example, too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Ja'Marr Chase is the number one receiver there. That's not even a question. But you still feel really good about Higgins. He's a great receiver and a great wide receiver, too. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think Higgins understands that. I think this offense understands it. We'll see, especially when we get close to week one.
What do you say, and this is from the 214, too, to the people who say CeeDee Lamb is not a legit elite number one?
That is insane.
I what I say to those people are, what games are you watching?
They said the 49ers shut down CeeDee Lamb, and I'm like, okay.
Number one wide receivers have been shut down in the history of football.
Yeah, they're allowed to have an off game. They're allowed to have a down game. But when you've had four straight years of 1,100 yards and now three straight years of at least 100 receptions, that means that you've had 3 years at least where teams have game planned to take you out of the fold, and you're still putting up incredible numbers. That makes you an elite wide receiver. I don't know what games they're watching.
And then lastly, Kyle, this is not a football question.
Oh.
That drop of your name that Sean uses, it gets dropped in weird predicaments sometimes. And the other day, Kevin was like, man, is he okay that we sometimes throw at these weird situations? I feel like as long as your name's being mentioned, it's all right.
I honestly, it's funny because I'll get a text message every once in a while, and like, dude, they're making fun of you, and I'm like, I don't think they are. That's fine, whatever. But I'm like, this is a thing they've done for years now. It's just a part of it. If it's all in good fun, then I don't care. It's no big deal. I love you guys up there, and I mean, you guys know I've been a Tolo since I got up here to Dallas. So, I mean, I really appreciate you guys and the friendship that we have across the station. So, if my name gets thrown around as a drop, I'm not in a bad spot.
I always thought it was partially at least a little bit of a dig against Sean, too, for saying it's so robotic. Kyle.
It is all love, Kyle. It definitely is. Thank you very much for your time, man. We will talk with you next week, dude.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Talk to you then.
There goes Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. Kevin, if you don't mind, a couple of things real quick.
It's not sports.
Is there a bad thing happening now, Kevin?
We would have Mickey yelling out.
Do you know who Cam Jurgens is?
He invented the lotion.
No. Cam Jurgens is the Pro Bowl center for the Eagles.
Okay.
And he practiced this summer pass blocking against bulls on his farm in Nebraska.
What?
So he was saying, come at me, bull, and then the bull would run at him, and then he'd, you know, work on his footwork, and I don't know if he like pushed the bull back or anything like that, but good luck to some people that are out there going at him.
Is there any concern that drops your urgency on the football field?
Because it's not a bull?
Yeah, because against the bull, you slip up, you get gored, you could die.
Well,
like, if you get beat by a defensive lineman, you might feel like death, but you'll be able to get back up.
I think he was probably just mostly preparing for his defensive tackles up in Philadelphia.
Okay.
He was like,
man,
I better practice these bulls. They are really good. And then lastly, Kevin, drinking is out, evidently. Alcohol consumption in the United States is dropped 54%. No matter how hard I try, it has dropped 54%, the lowest in America since 1939. And you know what happened then, Kevin?
The Great Depression.
Exactly. Actually, that was 29, wasn't it?
Well, I know, but it was still going.
The last 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh,
we needed to get into World War II to really end the Great Depression. Let me ask you this. Do you think drinking is really down, or do you think it was...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just Gavin Dawson stopped drinking, and that's what dropped the statistics that far.
Well, and you know, Fred's sober as well.
Oh yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, from what I hear, they can take it to the town. You know,
could it be possible that 105.3 The Fan
is responsible for
at least like a 0.2 in this drop of alcohol use?
I think that's very possible.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you know what? We got a couple different options we could go with. We could talk about gambling and sports because I've got some amazing stories for you there. Or even do a little gridiron before we get into Masterpiece of the Week. Woo! We got options live from Taco Bueno next on The Fan.
Cook in motion. Allen in the pocket. Allen will run it himself. He pumps. Got some daylight. Hurdles to the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. It's been a great day. You still have an opportunity to swing by, enter to win an Echo Pop, as well as the $6 party box. But right now, time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Kevin, can I add something to the gridiron gravy?
Only if you say dip it and rip it. For
dip it and rip it.
Okay.
My brain was so locked in on this thing that I want to talk about.
Tell me.
Do you know who Jim Harbaugh is?
Yes.
You ever heard of him before? At his post-game press conference after the national championship, someone asked him what it means to be a Michigan man. And his answer was, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal.
Oh.
And is there a ruling coming down on this guy?
So, the NFL and the Chargers, by the way, have no comment about Jim Harbaugh's NCAA sanctions. So, Michigan has been hit with a plethora of penalties today, including fines that will be at least $20 million, but by the time it's all said and done, could eclipse $30 million.
Good gosh.
So,
And he can't go back to college football for like 10 years.
For like 10 years.
Okay, which he's like, that's why he's like, I'm in the NFL. I'm fine. I'll be all right. And just go back to retirement afterwards.
And if the Chargers have any semblance of success, given what he'd done in the NFL before, some other team will pick him up.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm sure he gives a crap. Like, it really reminds me of the Pete Carroll situation where,
he
got out when he was like, hey, we were able to win a lot, and now it's all about to come crumbling down.
Dude, you're dead on with that comparison right there.
And I remember Pete Carroll at the time was like, I had no idea this was going to happen. I was like, yep, okay. Now, Travis Hunter was limited in practice today. Keep an eye out on this. He may not play on Sunday. I don't know, especially for rookies.
This guy can't do it.
Okay.
Is that where we are here?
That was not necessarily
okay.
What I was going to say, but that's quite the snap decision.
You know what? He's going to be an all-pro, is what I meant to say.
Look, or if you were to believe the false internet rumors, maybe he just needed a minute for his personal life.
Yeah.
If it's true, that sucks. I just have not seen any reputable source out there who has said this. Now, I was intrigued.
And you're always big on that.
Yes.
And I think it's a really good quality about, hey, we're not trying to report anything that's not real. I mean, sometimes we get bamboozled, like it happens, but we always, and you definitely do a really good job of saying, let's go check and see how many different sources I can get first.
Did I tell you that happened in the airport on the way to Germany?
You were reporting news?
No. I was fact-checking news.
Oh, okay.
So several people from our group, by the way, shout out to Crossroads Church in Rowlett. Several people in our group were like, Adolis just got traded.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so they go, yeah. I saw it at this one guy, and now it started to pop up everywhere. And I looked at every single report, and I was like, hey, I don't think so. Like, all of these are all off of that one guy's report. So I know when it shows up in Bleacher Report, Sporting News, you're like, it's everywhere. But it was all off of that one person's report.
Guess what we didn't do? We didn't report it. You know why?
Because you know better.
Damn right.
Are the Bills, Fox Sports put forth the idea that the Bills are the anti-Cowboys. Now, both teams don't win, but I'm just kidding. The Bills have been far more successful in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But they said in terms of they have been very proactive, with the latest being James Cook, of re-signing players before they even get close to hitting the deadline. And they have re-signed, whether it's Rousseau, Cook, obviously going back to Josh Allen, they have been very proactive with re-signing their players. Do you feel like that's the anti-Dallas Cowboy way right there?
I think the Cowboys are proactive whenever you give them the deal they want.
Okay.
Jalen
Smith or Tyron Smith.
How friendly are we? They're very proactive with that. But when it comes to negotiating top-tier things, those are Jerry's.
Yeah.
Jerry said that. He was like, look, I work on these deals because they're special. The rest of the players aren't.
Right.
And that's where it's a little weird. You're like, hold on. Why? Because you want to be involved in something, so you told everybody, I'll work on these. That's the feeling I get is we were discussing, I don't want to do all these other ones, but on these big ones, I want to talk face-to-face with these guys because I know I can close them. So maybe they are.
I know this is not the way it works. But I would really, Micah was like, hey, I wanted to get the deal done last summer. I really wish we could get the leaked actual figures that were thrown out there,
Yes.
Just so you can get a better idea of like, oh, wow, the Cowboys are right to take a stand. That's absurd.
Absolutely.
Or like, God, the Cowboys are so bad at this. I would love to know the answer
now,
to that.
And obviously, Steven doesn't want to do that.
For
because
sure. Nor
he doesn't
should
want to
he.
Kill a relationship
Absolutely.
For one. But
Absolutely.
The other thing, though, is, Kevin, will NFL teams and players ever agree to not start renegotiating contracts before contracts are up?
I think they would once contracts are fully guaranteed.
Okay.
And so, but I guess my answer is no.
Because they know better, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think this is the perfect time to take a stand because if the NFL is angling for 18 games, I guarantee you they're angling for another bye. Guess what that means? That means 2 extra weeks on the broadcast contract. And don't think that the NFL hasn't thought that through going forth to the end of the decade when they can negotiate. That is so much extra money. That is where I would draw my line in the sand.
Yep.
And I was like, we're by far the most popular sport in North America, yet the only league that doesn't have essentially guaranteed contracts. That's ridiculous.
You know, William B. Travis didn't actually draw a line in the sand. That's a myth.
He didn't?
Yeah. And also, Adrian's dad is related to William B. Travis down the line somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff.
I did not know that. All right, a couple other quick things for you. Justin Herbert said he requested to play in the preseason. Jordan Love said he had his surgery early so he'd be ready for week one. And Isaiah Bond, who went undrafted after the sexual assault accusations, he is not going to face charges now, and he is going to sign with the Browns. It sounds like.
He wants
to
play with Shador.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Or Dylan.
But also, I'm fascinated by the story. I need to look more into why those charges weren't being filed. We've talked about how this is complicated. If a woman doesn't want to go forward and talk about it, we have discussed the issues with that. If you just straight up lied about it or made it up, that is a whole different scenario. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, how about we do some Masterpiece of the Week?
Gentlemen, long time no see.
Hey, Alec.
How are we doing today?
Did you get your munch on? You got some Taco Bueno brought up there?
Dude, good? I'm feeling amazing. I was already in a good mood today. I was already feeling great. Now I feel like a new breath of fresh air. I've got some new life after taking down that $6 party box, man. I'm feeling amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to be.
Are you trying to get him to be nicer to you in Masterpiece of the
Week? No, I just want him to, you know, enjoy some great food. It's really the first thing, but also I forgot we're back on the road doing this.
Yeah.
Masterpiece of the Week on the road is always very awkward for me.
Missing out people in public.
but I don't see a bunch of children, so I feel a lot more confident right now.
That means I can play this one that I'm looking at right now.
No.
Masterpiece of the Week is where we revisit the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week. And we have a tradition of picking on people who are not here to defend themselves. And this time you are here, so that means you won't go first, Kevin. But we do have two people that are not here to defend themselves. Ooh. We have Fred Davis and we have Mickey Spagnuolo. Who do we pick on first?
I mean, Mickey usually ends up winning. Like, that's the way this thing goes.
I want to hear Fred. Okay. I missed Fred.
Okay, you know what? Since Kevin hasn't been here in a while, we will defer to him. And sometimes with Fred, the things he says aren't actually as, like, wild or concerning as they sound. This one is just as weird as you imagine.
I've been drinking it for 44 years. I'm as human as it gets.
What did he say?
Said, I've been drinking it for 44 years.
Okay.
What was he talking about?
Just hold on. Play it one more time.
No, I know what I thought I heard,
too. It sounds like he said something else.
I've been drinking it for 44 years. I'm as human as it gets.
And I can tell you the exact context to save anybody from getting in trouble. He was talking about milk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He loves milk, dude.
Yeah.
He loves
him and Jim Harbaugh.
You remember that time we went to Arizona and Mike found the milk and he was like, oh, my gosh, it's in glass bottles. This is going to be amazing. And then it was terrible and he was like, what did I do?
And it cost $9 or whatever. Yeah. I do remember that.
I'm as human as it gets.
It sounds like he said something else, though.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to shut down the people that say that milk is only for cows and it's not for humans. And he's like, I've been drinking this for 44 years. I'm as human as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We were talking about breast milk, too, because of the ice cream that's come out
that everybody's losing
minds about.
No, I'll pass on that ice cream and doing the other thing.
I feel like you would probably pass on this to Mickey Spagnuolo.
If he would have called me sir one more time, I think I was going to slap him.
That was about Des Bryant. I remember that. That was about Des Bryant. The only thing better than that Mickey That's said great. All week was the text he sent us after his hit yesterday talking about how loud the music was. And it was a good thing that we got out when we did because ensuing songs had lots of curse words in them.
Well, you don't have to quote his displeasure with the music. You could hear it instead.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this music's that loud.
That's that man, dude, Mickey, he actually cracks me up, man.
Oh, yeah, me too.
He's one of one, man.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, now I get to pick on the people who are here. And Kevin?
Surely I'm not too bad. I've only been here a few days.
Yeah, but you haven't been here in a while, so you had some time to make up for. So I feel like you have a couple of solid additions to this week's rendition of Masterpiece of the Week, starting with this.
Having Kevin back is like putting on a fresh diaper. It feels so good, man. That was a text. I believe I followed up by saying I understood the spirit of the message they were going for. So, yeah, I feel like I'm pretty stuck on this one.
I remember during Peace-a-thon one year, Frank offered to like pay you $200 to wear a diaper.
No, pay the charity, me.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, the charity is like, I brought some Depends.
The adult diaper.
Yeah.
And you chose not to.
That's true. But I was going to say I donated the same amount of money. It probably wasn't exactly the same amount of money.
Let's see. Corey, you said this.
I think it's fair
yeah.
that we're going to last that long. Yeah. All right? Not me.
because you've been drinking it for too long.
That was the warm-up. That was the drinking it.
Oh, jeez.
Look.
Is that what we're going to start using
yeah,
now?
I know it didn't turn out well for Ben Stiller and Something About Mary because of what happened, but I still think that logic is sound.
Mm-hmm.
Beforehand?
Yeah.
All right. I can see that.
Well, Kevin, you said this.
That's I feel like I could do one of those prison programs.
That was supposed to be as like a speaker to get your life straight, but I really just didn't. I just left it there.
How are you getting their attention at the prison, Kevin, when you're scaring them straight? How are you getting there?
Walking in with my bandana and a suit saying, I'm Prison Mike. That's from The Office.
I have a favorite subcategory that has been adopted by you two ever since Mike left, which is the overreactions and sounds category. And Corey, you had an entrant in this week's version.
Who, Pee-wee?
He's like, I can do anything you can do. And she was like, clap. And he only had one arm.
I am so ashamed
of
myself.
You know exactly what that's from.
I do know exactly what that's from. That is from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie with Pee-wee Herman. And, Alec, these are the moments in my life where I could have been a doctor or I could have, like, contributed something real to society. But no, I can remember a movie that came out, like, 30 years ago, and I knew exactly that reference. That's why I couldn't achieve more.
Mm-hmm, because that's the reason.
Ooh.
And, you know, and what happened in the credits later, he was still doing it, and then he finally died.
Yeah. I think, also, didn't his career hit the skids after he pulled a Fred? Do you remember that?
Did he really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Fred did that?
I mean, I'm sure he has.
All right.
Actually, you know what? It's better than the other way. Maybe I don't want to put Fred's business out there, so I'll say yes.
Okay, all right.
We have public service announcements. How about a Corey service announcement? He felt like he had to say this.
Well, I mean, I've seen people in pants before. This is one of the things, like, Reggie used to say declarative statements of, like,
yes.
Nothing. I've seen people in pants.
Corey,
I once saw a seagull.
Yeah, the seagull, or you had a friend who sat on a toilet, or you've seen people wear pants. It's these, like, you know what I really want with these statements going forward? We need to be like, well, like Sean and RJ, and act like that's fancy.
I once saw a seagull.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's those declarative statements that really, really crack me up.
Let's see. We got time for another. This is actually a bit of a combo platter here. You guys did some good work on this. I still don't know what it means.
Where do you start to eat Texas?
You know, I think I'm going to eat Texas on the panhandle.
Okay.
I don't understand what you don't understand.
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
If you were a giant or were eating a Texas cookie and you were picking up Texas, where would you start to eat it?
What do you think if you were a giant and you were going to pick up Texas, what do you think that it would taste like? Would it be like a cookie dough cookie or would it be like more like a cake?
See, only people who are from Texas know what it would taste like. You know what it would taste like? Texas.
Texas.
That's right.
That's, like, if you're not from here, I don't know how to explain it.
Combination of brisket and leather, you know?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. There was, we did a lot of stereotypes in Germany, and I definitely got asked how many horses I had. Okay. I was like, none. I was like, we have a couple cars. I don't have a horse.
There's horsepower.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We know that this is a fabled reality for me, right, Corey? I'll never be a giant. There, I did the joke for you. Like, right. It's time to vote, guys.
I'm voting for Mickey when he wanted to slap Dez Bryant, I guess, any human out there that calls him sir.
If he would have called me sir one more time, I think I was going to slap him.
Slap him.
I love it.
Obviously, I'm going to vote for one of my favorite subcategories is Corey tells you what's up about something that everybody else has experienced. Give me Corey has seen people in pants.
Well, I mean, I've seen people in pants before. Okay. And I remember now somebody texted it in. That was from we were out at the game and Fred asked about baseball pants.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, he was like, what if you saw people in baseball? And I was like, I've seen people in pants. It was baseball pants.
Because if you could play it one more time, it sounds like you're thinking of something really prophetic to say.
Well, I mean, I've seen people in pants before.
Well.
That's good. That is valid.
And we will not send it to the fans, to the Tolos, because the greatness that is Mickey Spagnuolo is our winner.
If he would have called me sir one more time, I think I was going to slap him.
And Rowdy was dead.
Oh.
From the 214, you got to start with the panhandle. I'm saying.
I'm starting at South Padre and working my way up to El Paso.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's throw it out to the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. They'll be live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We'll chop it up with them next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan at Taco Bueno in Dallas. It is a shout-out Friday. Shout out, forever shout out to our sweet, beautiful dachshund best friend, Abby McLeod. Abby, for 11 years, you gave us the best possible life. Thank you for the endless cuddles. Now, there's more to it, but unfortunately, we ran long with Masterpiece of the
Week.
We
definitely did.
So I apologize for that. It is a lovely note. Also lovely, that's how I will describe them, at Pickler Universe. It is, in fact, the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I am doing great, and thank you.
How do you feel about being called lovely?
Yeah.
I think it's lovely.
Okay. All right, then.
Good dog.
There we go.
I've been called worse this week.
Couldn't possibly be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Unless maybe you were in prison.
Yeah. Just don't call me fat.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah.
Shut up, you earthquake.
I accept that.
That was the best.
Would you guys take pride in that?
Yes.
If you were called the girthquake, yes. Wouldn't you be like, hell yeah.
I'd say that guy was rude as hell, but I'd still take pride in it.
And yeah, in public, I would take pride in it. In private, I would cry to myself. So that would
that's
be
probably a good way to put it, Corey.
Yeah. He's not wrong. Okay. It was a bad interview, but I'd still take pride in
it. That's what I love.
You got to lean into it and embrace it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm all about
Rodas that. Rodas will tell you whatever, but he'll always cut right to the chase about the truth of the situation. So I appreciate that. Also appreciate D&M Leasing for bringing us this crosstalk. All right, gentlemen, can you tell everybody again, where are you and what's happening out there today?
We are at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, and we're inviting everybody to come on by, play some pickleball, enjoy some happy hour festivities, including 12-ounce Stella Artois samples. So you can get some samples while you're here. Stella Artois, crack a couple of coldies on a Friday. I mean, it's quitting time here pretty quick for most of you, so just get over here and play some pickleball, crack some coldies with us.
It's amazing how these people play pickleball and hydrate with the beer. I'm kind of for the sport right now. Yeah.
Now, Corey mentioned this earlier. There has been a shocking decline in overall alcohol intake in our country, and I put forth the idea that it was mainly Gavin Dawson and Fred Davis stopping drinking that has led to this drop. Are you guys surprised? That's okay. Hey, that's fine. Are you surprised to see it drop so much, though? Because it's down like 39% or something.
I think there's a couple of things going on. Number one, the internet has made people a lot more informed about how toxic it is. And then number two, like, I think this is economic as well. And maybe post-COVID, where people just got used to staying at home and living a little bit more wholesome. So that'd be my three thoughts on it.
Didn't people get drunker during COVID?
Drunks did.
When like West Virginia up like 85% alcoholism or something like that?
Yeah, they were day drinking.
Yeah, a lot of day drinking going on. You'd walk by trash cans and stuff. There are bottles of wine and booze and beer bottles, all that. I think people were booze. I think they got tired of drinking during COVID.
That's probably it. They got worn out.
I blame Aaron Rodgers, man. I think everybody just wants to trip balls.
If we looked up some of the other drug usage or ayahuasca usage,
all that's
DMT's
up.
Way up.
A lot more weed and a lot more shrooms.
Yeah, I mean, just ask Dan Patrick. He thinks that THC is the thing that's killing his alcohol lobby.
DWI is no joke either, by the way.
that'll get you.
Yeah, that's like, hey, go to jail for that stuff. Oof.
Drink at home.
That is true. If you guys had a pickleball tournament, who do you think would be victorious? Like, just your show.
Eric or Lucius would win. They're the only ones who are in reasonable shape and still athletic enough.
Yeah.
Unless Ramon played.
Ramon's here. Ramon's here.
Ramon versus Portillo. I think that'd probably be, if we could use those guys.
I don't think Zach and I, if we were teammates, would get to a ball.
You know what? I think I'd actually kick ass, and I'm really disrespected that nobody is even vouching for me here. Just because I'm fat doesn't mean
Why don't you take on Eric then? Why don't you – you have an opportunity right now to shut us all down.
Go on out there and play. I played some tennis back in the day.
Yeah,
go
you did.
Were you better than Sean Sharif?
Absolutely not.
Okay. He won a state title. No.
Absolutely.
Thanks to that girl.
That gal carried his ass. Let's not be, you know.
It was mixed doubles.
She played okay. I was the best.
Ruben's here, and he said that Ramon wouldn't even touch the ball. He would just really kill him the entire time. This is some trash talking that I'm really in for.
Here we go.
I'm looking forward to this.
I mean, if it was station-wide, it would probably be Sharif against Boss Man Spittle, right?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah, I would want to see
that. Imagine that fight, too.
I don't know, dude. I think Medford, just he's young and spry.
Yeah.
Alec, do you care about pickleball?
I want to try it. Like, I my hand-eye coordination is terrible, but it's something that I can learn. No.
That's why we didn't talk about you.
Exactly. See? Broadus knows everything. He's got the scouting
I'm a scout.
Report,
I've seen you back there. You kind of don't know what you're doing.
He's got the scouting report,
I didn't want to bring it up, but you did.
Man.
So
he knew better. He knew better.
You're kind of like Mozzie Smith right now. I need to play better. Gosh. I'm a first-round pick.
Holy moly.
Track guy.
Yeah.
Fred might be sneaky good.
Hey, Hagee, by the way,
see that.
Hagee, by the way, you're wearing a shirt that women hate. The Batman shirt.
Yeah. Oh, why?
Yeah, we found that out yesterday.
We found that out yesterday. If you're wearing like a superhero shirt, women hate you.
Well, I'm already married. I don't need to get
other women. That's okay. I just thought I'd let you know. Yeah.
I think you look hot.
Hey, he's a man, so you
don't plan on cheating anytime soon with that shirt.
You hear that, Jess?
Well, if you're going to keep wearing that Batman shirt, don't cheat. If you change it up, maybe you could.
Yeah. That's a telltale sign right there.
What do you guys got coming up on the What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Thanks for asking. We do have a pretty busy show here today, and you know, I'll tell you about it here in just a second. But I would like to draw your attention to Brian Billick at 3:20.
I love it.
Oh, he's back.
Former Ravens coach.
He's back. He's back. Coach, we got our time zones figured out this time.
Eric Nadell, 4:20. Short show, 5:30. We're off here as the Rangers go for the sweep this weekend in Toronto. We need it.
I love it. Roll home out there. Yes, please do. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Go see them at Pickler Universe. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight in German, Kevin.
Guten Nagen?
Oh, close.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.